Jacob's Pillow is celebrating its 85th anniversary, but its new leader has been trying to change things up this year. Executive Director Pamela Tatji talks about what's going on this summer at the Center for Dance in Beckett, Massachusetts.
We're actually in the midst of week two of the festival right now, and it happens very fast. It's a 10-week festival, and there is so much happening. Some of the highlights, we've brought back some companies who have a long association with Jacob's Pillow in honor of our 85th anniversary. We're welcoming back Paul Taylor Dance Company, Trisha Brown, Doug Verone and Dancers. And also, I'm very excited because we are bringing companies that I've loved but have not yet been to the Pillow. So one of those is Faye Driscoll Dance, coming to the Doris Duke Theater next week, and the U.S. debut of a company from Israel that I discovered that I'm so excited about, Roy Asaf Dance. We have a company, Marie Chouinard from Canada, a company that is just with virtuosic dancers, really pushing the boundaries of the form. They will be in the Ted Shawn Theater. There's also, in addition to what's going on in the theaters, some really exciting work being done on Inside Out. That's our free stage that your listening audiences should know happen every single night, Wednesday through Saturday, a free performance at 6:15. One of the exciting groups that's coming is the winner of our Chance to Dance concert. I wanted to build on the amazing excitement that exists online for dance, how many people consume dance through videos. So we invited dancers and companies from all over the world to submit work. We had 80 submissions, and this is a viewer's choice winner. So in other words, over 5,000 people voted for this amazing duet from Belo Horizonte, Brazil, and they will be coming to perform on Inside Out. So I just want to say that in addition to those performances, we have free talks, we have a film series, we have a class that if families want to have something to do on Friday afternoons, it's called Families Dance Together, and it's taught by an amazing educator. And just finding new ways to bond with your child, this is one of the best programs that we have. And so there's just so much to do over the next 8 weeks, and I hope that people in our region and visitors to our region really take advantage of all we have to offer.
It sounds like a combination of traditional and some innovative things, too. How is it to combine them? I mean, some people usually like one or the other.
Well, I think it was important to me, first of all, to honor how successful. I'm so lucky that I walked into an institution with such a strong foundation and such a passionate audience. There is no more passionate an audience member than the dance fan at Jacob's Pillow. So it was very important for me to honor all of the good work that has been happening here. At the same time, really listen to what our team here is saying, our community is saying, and find ways to move the organization forward in exciting and new ways. And that balance, I think people were looking for what is this new director going to bring to this institution, and so far so good, fingers crossed, but it's been a wonderful first week and a half.
But you're carrying on an 85-year tradition, and that means that there needs to be some new things. What among them this summer are you most excited about that you ushered in?
So I think, first of all, the work that really draws attention to the site that is Jacob's Pillow. We are the only dance festival in the world that exists in such dialogue with its natural surroundings. So work that draws attention to that. We opened with a commission from Palabolas that knocked the socks out of everyone on Inside Out the first week, I have to say. We're welcoming Eiko Otake. She's a downtown New York Japanese-born artist who's doing a work called A Body at the Pillow, where she will take audiences to multiple sites over the course of the performance, multiple outdoor sites. I'm excited about this notion of bringing dance to where people are. The third Thursday performances in Pittsfield have been really magical to observe, to see audiences happen upon something that maybe they didn't know that they might like. So I can't wait to sort of see that experiment continue. And we have a wonderful experiment that we're doing the last weekend of the festival on the Saturday, the same day that we have the ribbon cutting for the new studio. At 11 o'clock in the morning, we're doing a dog dance. We're inviting community members to bring their dogs, and we have a fantastic choreographer, Elizabeth Johnson, who will lead everyone in a dance for you and your dog. And this is a way of, in my mind, bringing people to Jacob's Pillow who might not think of coming, really tying into a subculture that's a big part of our region. And most of all, just celebrate on the great lawn that's right in front of the Ted Chubb Theater.